Imagine a train chugging south out of Kansas with people jumping from the cars all along its route. The reason they jumped and the mass chaos that took place that September day is this edition of The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
Arkansas City, Kansas, noon, September 16th, 1893.
This town started off as 5,000 population, and it grew to over 75,000.
Heather Ferguson explains that swelling population was due to pioneers ready to rush into the 226-mile by 58-mile stretch of land open to settlement. Ark City's founding fathers made this the largest entry point in the Great Land Rush.
They actually marketed Ark City as a starting point for the run because they knew it was going to happen. So they went out and put ads in papers and articles in papers. So there were so many people in Ark City that we had to have two registration booths to register before the race.
The U.S. Cavalry patrolled the border to make sure no one entered before noon.
People were just getting antsy and horses were getting skittish and somebody's horse tried to bolt and one of the cavalry officers shot this fella and then everybody just took off because they thought that was the shot that was supposed to ring at noon.
The throng of people and the shotgun start made this a mad dash to stake a claim to a quarter section of land.
It was just mass chaos. People were being trampled. We had people running the run on bicycles, on foot, on horses, in buggies, wagons. There was even a train that started from our depot here, the Santa Fe Depot, allowed to go the speed of a horse, and people jumped off.
The land had been pre-surveyed, and people staked a flag to mark their parcel. All told, 115,000 people registered for a race for 42,000 parcels of land. It's estimated nearly 100,000 people were in Ark City on the day of the land rush. 3 days later, only 5,000 remained. It's a piece of history preserved at the Cherokee Strip Land Rush Museum. Traveling the countryside in Arkansas City, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.